So many great Halloween characters on this day, but one of the greatest of all time, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Cassandra Peterson on the hotline. Well,
over the years, we've gotten to know her better, and she's fascinating. And there's a lot of stuff people don't know, but I think she was born in Manhattan, Kansas.
Right,
exactly. It was a very short time there. But everything from being a Vegas showgirl to turning down Playboy to being an extremely good business person, and now they've mixed two things. I love Elvira and Halloween, and I love pinball, so let's get to this.
Born September 17th in Manhattan, Kansas. She worked as a go-go dancer in her teens before moving to Las Vegas to become the youngest showgirl in the city's history. She hung with the likes of Elvis Presley, Tom Jones and Jimi Hendrix, and sang with an Italian rock band before launching a career that would make her a household name as the Mistress of the Dark. Since the early 80s, she has reigned supreme as the Queen of Halloween. And now Stern Pinball has honored her with an all-new pinball machine. Please welcome the Mistress of the Dark, Elvira.
Well, Cassandra, how are you this morning?
Wow, I'm good. What a nice introduction. Thank you.
Listen, well, it's perfect to hear from you on Halloween. Congratulations on still whipping its ass every year, Halloween after Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you guys, so
I will speak up.
Nowhere land, you'll know why.
I got you. Yeah, I know. It's a bad connection for us. I can hear you great, but sorry you can't hear us as well. But the Stern Pinball, outstanding. So fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Have you had a chance to play it yet or just seen it online?
I've only seen it online. I'm a pinball nerd, has it just recently been released or is it getting ready to be released?
It is just kind of simultaneously being released right now as we're speaking. It's I went to the Pinball Expo last week in Chicago where it was on display there, and they're still putting things into it. I recorded more lines and everything for it. But, yeah, it's kind of going out now. It was my special edition machine was already sold out.
That's great.
It is so fun. It's such a cool machine. And did you ever get a chance to play my
yes.
last two machines, Party Monsters or Scared Stiff?
Yes, absolutely. Both of them. And I've always been a huge fan. And I just rediscovered pinball about 5 years ago. And it is such a great game. And the new ones that Stern's putting out and the fact that you're voicing it and you're that great, that fun, sarcastic humor you've got, it's really well done. You've done such a great job with that.
Thank you. Well, you're going to love this one because now not only is it audio, but it's video too. I'm on there like with videos of me yelling at people to tell them what to do and what not to do, you know, and cheering them on when they win and telling them they suck when they don't.
And just as a side note, I won a decent amount of money in Vegas on your slot machine.
Sweet. Where's my check?
Right? You
Yeah. Wow, I just won on there, too. Honest to God, I won $500 on my own machine. That was crazy.
Now,
I never win.
It's almost like it's not in our favor.
I know, right?
But you've done such an incredible job holding on to the brand of Elvira, Cassandra, that, you know, from comic books to movies, from, you know, Coors, and you know, that they put you in every retail beer store in America year after year. That's a huge thing to do, and it's smart to do that. Now, hooking up with pinball, like, it's a never-ending smart branding you do. It's how did you, in the beginning, did you know this would be such an important thing in your life?
God, no. In the beginning, I thought, oh, it's a gig, and I get $350 a week, and, you know, it'll carry me over for a couple months so I can pay my rent. I really had no idea it was going to go where it has. And obviously I have a team of many, many wonderful people that have worked with me and helped the brand over the years, you know, but I am so happy it's still going. It's 38 years. It's like, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, it's you know what? You've just always been such a fun interview, and I think everybody, it's you know, you are Halloween. You are part of Americana. You are part of that iconic Halloween figure, as much as Frankenstein is.
Well, is that a compliment?
Yes, yes, it is. You're much more attractive.
Oh, my God. I haven't been compared to Frankenstein lately, but, well, I am made up of parts from the dead, probably. But anyway, yeah, you know, it's nice. And being from Kansas, being a, you know, local Kansas girl, making it to this point is kind of really, really awesome. I feel kind of like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, well, it is a crazy life. You were a showgirl. We talked about this before when your book came out. Even just the one side note of losing your virginity to Tom Jones, which is just a crazy.
Don't bring that up. Thank you.
Right, but I mean, you dated Elvis.
I did, and you know, did I mention that right now I'm writing my autobiography? I'm actually in New York City right now, having meetings with my publisher.
Good.
There's going to be a lot of detail you're going to love.
See, I love that.
You're going to love to hear when my autobiography comes out.
I can't wait.
You might not want to speak to me again next year, but okay.
See, I love this stuff because it's always, to me, the journey and the story. And I like novels as well, but I mean, there's something about autobiographies that the people that you loved and that you know and that you've seen for so long as a part of your life in their landscape, when they tell you all the behind-the-things stuff, I mean, you really do feel like you're living their life with them.
I do. My favorite genre of books are autobiographies.
Mine too.
And like right now I'm reading Debbie Harry's autobiography.
It's great.
And finding out all the stuff that happened to them, how they got where they are, how they kept where they are, is so, so fascinating to me. So I hope people will think my life is as fascinating. My book, I think, is going to be as long as the Bible because I haven't even gotten to the part where I become Elvira yet, and I'm 517 pages in.
That's great. That is fantastic. It'll be a bestseller. There's absolutely no doubt about that. When do you think it'll come out?
It is coming out. I don't even think it'll come out. I know when it's coming out.
Great.
My deadline is the end of February, and it will be out for next October.
Perfect.
I'll be doing my book tour during the months of September and October next year. So I'm like kind of freaking out already. I've got to get this thing done.
And you get your coffin table picture book?
I do, and that is still selling like hotcakes. Yeah, it's kind of a retrospective of my the last 38 years in photos, and with a few little comments from me, along with some of the photos. But that book has been really, really popular, and of course, around Halloween and Christmas time, it's the ideal Christmas gift.
Yes, of course. Nothing says "Happy Birthday, Baby Jesus" like a coffin table book from Elvira.
Exactly. Thank you for putting it that way.
You are the best. You are the best. Hey, they're giving me the rap, but before I let you go, I always wonder this. Do you get a pinball machine at your house? Obviously you're going to get paid for it, but do you also get one?
I do. I've gotten actually 10 pinball machines of each one that I've gotten, and I still have the other two in the box, but this one I am building an office, I swear to God, just so I can have space to put this pinball machine in. And it's going to be kind of sad because it really, really is not great to have a pinball machine where you work. I had to get rid of my last one because I didn't get anything done. So if my autobiography does not come out next year, you'll know the reason why.
She is the great Cassandra Peterson, also known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. You are the most wonderful, and I love you. The greatest shape.
She's the best. Yeah, there's no one else like her that's ever been able to be that.
No, she does this character. She maintains control of it. That's the thing. Like, at some point, you know they tried to take it back. Mm-hmm. They tried to come for it because she owns that. So all the Elvira stuff, the website, the merchandise, the pinball, the Coors deal, you merchandise these deals out. You talk about two pinball machines before this, the movies, the comic books. It goes on and on and on. The Halloween stuff.
Her shows, TV being syndicated.
The movies. She was in a Motley Crue video.
Yeah, between commercials and the cardboard stand-ups at stores, whatever, she's like the first Halloween thing I remember as a kid being like, just big old boobies on display.
Yeah.
And that distracts you in thinking, okay, we're going to get one over on her. No, no, you're not. I wonder how many displays were stolen over the years.
All of them. And when she goes back into the detail of the Tom Jones virginity thing, mm-hmm. she was a showgirl, and I believe she was pretty young. She was like 17. And he really was into her. This is the guy who watched New Pussycat, and it's not unusual, but my favorite was She's a Lady, which is the most abusive song
Jesus.
I've ever heard in my life.
Well, she knows her place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when he leaves, there's no messing. It's When you listen to She's a Lady, it is the greatest song of all. And I don't know if anybody else listening has not really paid attention to the lyrics.
Oh, boy.
When you hear it, you're like, oh, my God, how did he get? And women loved it. Mm. They were swooning. They're like, I know my place. You can leave me alone, Tom.
I'm good for you, Tom.
There won't be no messing.
I'll be your lady.
I know how you won't put your hands on me. Mm-mm. Oh, it's so fantastic, man. Imagine trying to release this song today.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
I'll feed you. Look what I got.
Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner.
Men are talking.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine.
Just showing ownership.
But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing.
She's no dumb bitch.
I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no mess.
She's not gonna bang all my friends.
No.
She's a lady. No, oh, oh, she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. Though she never asks very much, and I don't refuse her. She's got his heart to find, and I don't want to lose her. Help me build a mountain from a little pile of clay. But she knows what I'm about. She can take what I dish out, and that's not easy.
We're going anal.
Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me.
We're going anal.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about.
Oh, we went later. That's right. She knows what's up, man.
She's a lady.
So good.
What a catch.
I feed her. She knows her place. Yeah. She doesn't bang my friends. I, you know what?
It's so nice to say.
I don't hit her because I don't want to lose her.
It's so important. I mentioned it twice. I will not abuse her.
Know your role. Know your role.
Yeah, she knows her place. Yeah. She knows her place. Always has something nice to say, much like Nikki.
Yeah. So respectful.
As we refer to her as the face.
The face.
Nikki is
even
the face.
Even with the Care Bear all around me, I still have the face.
You're very cute. I'm going to put a picture up of you and your Care Bear. Is that all right?
I'm going to make you take another one because my eye, it looks like I have a wonky eye. It did look like I had a patch.
I thought it was part of the costume, your milky eye.
You shut your mouth.
Listen, you got the hood on. You can't even see your bald spot.
You noticed.
Nikki's got her face on. Oh, God. Oh, God. Can't hide her contempt for what's going on every goddamn day. Wearing that face all night and into work each day. Looking at us like we should go to hell. That's Nikki Pache.
Nikki Pache.